this is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Your lasagna's wonderful.
Oh, thanks, Mom. What do you mean,
Did I say I meant, it was delicious.
Oh, thanks, Angela.
Maybe a little bland.
By the way, Angela, for your information, most of the people in the Suppers for Seniors project are on a low-salt diet.
You're right. Of course, it was a little runny, but it is difficult to prepare food in such large quantities.
Oh, no, not really. I cook for you every night.
Well, see ya.
What do you mean, see ya? You gotta help us clean up, right?
Tony, I have done my bit for the seniors. I jog by the retirement home every morning in my tank top.
Something to look forward to in my old age, huh?
There he is again. I'm gonna kill that kid. You know, somebody could really get hurt.
Wait for me. I want a piece of that maniac.
Hey, you! Get off that pedal a little bit. There's kids in this neighborhood, and pets, and the elderly.
And sometimes I park my Jag in the street.
Did you see that kid doing Mach 2 in a 25-mile zone?
Well, did you get his license number?
You bet I did, huh?
Wait.
KL56218.
That's our phone number.
Okay, only 3 more lasagna drop-offs, and we've done our good deed for the day.
I just love talking to older people. They're so wise and have such a sense of history.
Yeah, Mrs. Baseman's seen it all. You know, she actually remembers the original cast of Saturday Night Live.
Coming through. All right, pedal to the metal. Burn rubber, eat my dust.
Sam, if you're through playing driver, we have 3 deliveries left. And lasagna's getting cold.
Oh, come on, let me drive. The next delivery is only a couple of blocks away.
Sam, your father trusted me with his van. I'm with you. Scoot over. Scoot over.
No fun.
Well, driving is a responsibility. It's not supposed to be fun.
Boy, are you strict.
I can't believe it.
Jesse, it wasn't your fault.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was mine. I was the one who was driving.
But I'm the one who let you drive.
But I'm the one who charmed you into it. You didn't stand a chance.
What are we doing here? Crisis is supposed to bring people together.
Then we're gonna get closer and closer.
Are you sure you don't have whiplash?
How can I have whiplash? The car barely hit us. Anyway, you could hardly notice the dent. Hey, maybe my dad won't even see
it. Whoa, wait a minute. We have to tell him.
I know. Even though that'll mean that I'll be grounded for life and you and I'll be through and I'll never see the inside of Bloomingdale's again. That's it. It's settled. We can't tell him.
Look, I know it might be hard on us, but if we lie, how are we going to live with ourselves?
Live is the key word here.
Aren't you going to feel rotten lying to your father?
Well, it wouldn't actually be a lie if we were doing it for his own good. You know, I read that the 3 most stressful things a person could go through are the death of a loved one, divorce, and having a daughter drive a van without a license.
Sam, you're really rationalizing here.
Yeah, and I could use a little help.
Samantha, we have to talk.
Tony, it was all my fault.
All right, well then, Jesse, I'm really disappointed in you. I just ran into Mrs. O'Reilly. She says when the lasagna got to her house, it was all cold and gummy.
Lasagna? Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. We really blew it. We'll never let it happen again.
Ever.
Ah, all right, what the heck, huh?
Mrs. O'Reilly's kind of cold and gummy herself.
Well, I, for one, commend you. You guys gave up a Saturday to feed those less fortunate than us, and since we ran out of congressional medals, we came up with a special way to show you our pride. Tony, tell them what they won.
All right, Angela. The cute couple from Fairfield has won a round trip, all expense paid, movie for 2, at the Cineplex of their choice. Jesse, do you still have the keys to my van?
Yeah, right here, Tony.
Well, hold on to them, my boy, because for tonight's special occasion only, you've earned the right to take my Angel in the style to which she's accustomed.
Hey, Tony, did you know your fender has a new dent in it?
Give me the keys. What do you mean I got a dent in my fender?
Dad, we were going to tell you, but
Sam,
I didn't...
Sam, allow me. We were in a little accident, Tony.
An accident? Well, you guys are okay?
Oh, yeah, it was just a little bump. We're both fine so far.
Oh, good. What happened?
Okay, well, it was totally not our fault. We were at the corner of Maple and Grand at a stop sign, totally stopped, seatbelts fastened, radio tuned to the traffic report.
Sam, I really feel we should be honest here.
Okay, we were listening to a heavy metal station. Anyway, we heard this screech and looked back and saw this black Corvette skidding towards us.
Wait a minute. A black Corvette with a raccoon tail on his antenna?
That's the one.
Tony, we finally got some tangible evidence to nail that little creep. Did you get his name?
Yeah, Freddie Smith.
Freddie Smith. Sounds like a born troublemaker.
Are you gonna call his parents?
No way. I'm gonna take this kid to court and I'm gonna get his license revoked.
Count me in.
You're in. We'll build a case that'll go down in the law books.
He'll rue the day he ever messed with Maselli and Bauer.
Angela, those skid marks, they're evidence. You get the camera, I'll get the tape measure. Jesse, Samantha, you two are going to be my key prosecution witnesses. Everyone in this neighborhood is going to know what happened here today.
In living color.
And you know what else is great, kids? You two kids are going to get to see our justice system in action.
Huh? All right, Freddie Smith.
I wonder if they let you do your nails in prison.
For the prosecution.
Dad, you know, I've been thinking, you really don't need us here, do you?
Are you kidding? You two are the most important witnesses at this hearing. The driver, the vehicle, and the passenger.
That's us, all right.
Okay.
Now look, Sam, you're turning white, Sam. Take it easy. Don't be so nervous. Now look, I'm gonna go up there and I'm gonna soften him up, and you two guys move in for the kill, all right? Just remember, tell the truth.
Yeah, the truth.
Okay.
Jesse, will you stop sweating? A courtroom is a very bad place to look guilty.
Yeah, well, it's also a bad place to lie.
Oh, look. It's the Corvette kid. What if he knows that I was the one who was driving?
No way. He saw me get out on the driver's side. Besides, he was too busy fondling his fender.
Hey, you two. It was your fault, not mine. Nobody comes to a complete stop at a stop sign.
Don't talk to the enemy, Freddy.
All rise. Fairfield Traffic Court, C-104, now in session. The Honorable Franklin Krishek presiding. Be seated.
All right. State of Connecticut versus Sam.
Good morning. What a lovely day for a hanging.
Madam, I will not tolerate this disruption in my courtroom.
I'll keep your robe on, Your Honor. I'm sorry I'm late. I had a hard time finding a place to park. Oh, let me know if the mayor needs his spot.
Are you finished, madam?
Yes, you may proceed.
Oh, thank you so much. As I was saying, State of Connecticut versus Freddie Smith, a minor. Prosecution.
Your Honor, the state is asking that Mr. Smith's license be suspended for reckless driving.
All right, let's wipe this garbage off the street.
Objection, Your Honor. I demand that slur be stricken from the record and the witness be severely reprimanded.
What she said. And now for the defense. I presume you have something to say.
Yes, Your Honor. The defense will attempt to prove that Mr. Smith is basically a good driver who's just the victim of unsubstantiated charges and therefore deserves to keep his license.
What a crock-a-hooey!
Your Honor.
I got it. If the prosecutor cannot control his witness, I will throw the witness and this case out of court.
Oh, please.
Will the prosecution please call us first witness?
Thank you, Your Honor. The state would like to call Anthony Morton Maselli.
Morton! You never told me you had a middle name.
Well, now you know why.
Your Honor.
Yes.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
You bet your life. Truth is my middle name.
I thought it was Morton.
Mr. Maselli, would you tell us, please, in your own words, exactly what happened? And please be accurate.
No problem. He's here. Okay. It was the 12th of this month at 2:41 p.m. I was in the kitchen making chocolate fudge cake when I heard a screech. I ran out and I saw a black Corvette driven by one Freddie Smith careening around the corner. Poor old Lady McCafferty was crossing the street with a walker. I haven't seen her move that fast since the pit bull moved in the neighborhood. You know? Anyway, I yelled at him to stop, but he had the nerve to pick up Angela's pink blouse and... Oh, that's the wrong page. Excuse me.
Sorry, before we get to Angela's skibbies, could you get on with it, please?
I'm sorry. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, do we want dangerous drivers like this in our community? I say no. We want a neighborhood where kids feel free to run and jump, where the elderly feel free to stroll, and where dogs feel free to do dog things.
You're with us.
Mr. Maselli, let me start by commending you on that moving and, well, eloquent speech.
Well, what can I say? I've got the gift for gab.
Now, Mr. Maselli, you're what, in your 30s and, well, obviously a very healthy individual.
Well, I try to work out regularly.
And it's paid off, if you don't mind my saying so.
Oh, no, I don't mind.
I would remind the defense attorney that this is a court of law, not a singles bar.
Your Honor, I assure you this line of questioning is leading up to something.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Now, may I assume, Mr. Maselli, that you, being a young and healthy man, have fairly good eyesight?
20/20, perfect peepers.
And yet, even with those perfect peepers, you never once managed to get the license number of the Corvette.
Well, it was moving too fast.
Oh. Well, then, can you in fact be sure it was a Corvette?
No, it might have been an MX missile.
How can you in fact be sure it was the same car every time?
Yes, I can, because there was a raccoon tail on the antenna.
Oh, and is this it, Mr. Maselli?
Yes, that's it.
Wrong. I got this at the car wash this morning. No further questions.
Wait a minute, Your Honor. I know it was the same car. She twisted the whole thing around.
Your Honor, I submit that Mr. Maselli's testimony proves absolutely nothing.
You may step down, Mr. Maselli.
But wait a minute, Your Honor. What is this, a kangaroo court?
Mr. Maselli, hop away.
Thank you, Your Honor. The state would like to call the driver of the van, Jesse Nash.
Okay, go get him. It's up to you now. It's all up to you. It's up.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
That's a toughie. Well, man has been searching for truth for thousands of years.
Well, we'd like to find it before lunch.
Yes.
Oh, good. Just like a regular courtroom. Sit down.
Jesse, I don't want to embarrass you, but you're a straight-A student, isn't that correct?
Yes. Oh, well, I did once get a B-plus in algebra.
Thank you for your complete honesty. Jesse, you were driving Mr. Maselli's van at the time that it was struck, correct?
Driving in what sense?
Driving, Mr. Nash, you know. Beep, 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 beep.
Well, you know, I was in the van, and I guess you could kind of say I was,
Stop! Stop! I can't take it anymore. Jesse, I can't let you do this. I was driving the van.
Samantha? What are you saying?
Stop, stop. I can't take it anymore, Jesse. I can't let you do this. I was driving the van. Samantha, what are you saying?
I know what we said. Samantha, how could you do this?
Your Honor, do you have a witness protection program?
Oh, hey, everybody. How'd it go?
We won.
Boy, I never knew winning could make you so depressed. But then again, we always lose. And I'm happy. Well, off to the slaughter.
Yeah.
Tony?
Tony, you haven't said a word since the trial.
No, but that little vein on his temple is doing sit-ups.
Dad, don't do this to me. Please say something. Anything.
I don't want you to see Jesse anymore.
Anything but that.
No, Sam, he's right. Tony, you put a lot of trust in me and I let you down. I was immature and irresponsible and dumb. I'm really sorry.
Jesse, that was really nice. And I couldn't have said it better myself. Now get out.
Well, I guess this is it. I'll miss you. Goodbye, Sam.
Bye, Jesse.
See you at school tomorrow.
Dad, I'm sorry. This is absolutely the worst thing I've ever done.
I know. I mean, you lied, you broke the law, and you could have gotten yourself hurt.
Nobody's perfect. I hope you don't hate me.
I don't hate you, Samantha, but I'm very disappointed in you. And I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to trust you again. What?
Nothing. You just did what you had to do.
Yes, justice, untempered with mercy, has been served.
Hey, look, Jesse and Samantha got everything they deserve.
Tony, what we're trying to say is, don't we all have a couple of skeletons in our teenage closet?
What's yours, dear? Leaving the cap off of your Clearasil tube?
Oh, Mother, that's how much you know.
When I was 16, Jane Barth and I bought fake ID cards and went to the Boom Boom Room.
The Boom Boom Room?
Angela, that nightclub's the biggest pickup joint in town.
I know.
Wait a minute. You used a fake ID to get into a bar? That's illegal. I am aghast.
I am impressed.
Oh, what an adventure. I had my first real drinks, 2 grasshoppers. I danced with a 24-year-old sailor, and on the way out, I threw up on my pumps. Best night of my life.
Tony, we all do naughty things when we are kids. It's good practice for when you're older.
Oh, you remember when you stole those street signs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the street signs. Yeah, but that's not half as bad as the time I... Oh, never mind.
Come on. What?
No. It's too embarrassing. Let's just forget it and hope the police have. And the Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard?
Well, just a couple of frogmen and a minesweeper. But hey, nobody got hurt. Boy, was my old man mad. I'll never forget it. It was on my birthday, you know, and I was supposed to get this beautiful red bike from Sears Roebuck. I loved that bike.
What happened?
Well, my father was all over me, and then he chewed me inside out, and then he gave me the bike.
Dad, I need to talk to you.
Come on, Angela. Say, is the Boom Boom Room still open?
You know how you said that, you may never be able to trust me?
Well, Sam, you know, never. Never's a long time, you know.
Well, I was upstairs thinking, and I came to a decision. I'm gonna win your trust back.
You know, it could take a while.
I'm young. I've got time.
Hey, Sam, let me ask you a question. So how'd you like driving for the first time in your life?
It was great.
That's what I was afraid of.
Freddie Smith was convicted of reckless driving, and his license was suspended for 1 year. He was forced to deliver suppers for seniors on his skateboard. Jesse Nash had his license suspended for 30 days for allowing an unlicensed driver to operate a vehicle. He was given visitation rights to Samantha Maselli one day a week, 3 hours, under maximum security. Samantha Maselli will not be permitted to apply for her driver's license until 3 months after her 16th birthday. She was also grounded for 6 weeks and banned from the year-end clearance sale at Bloomingdale's. Angela Bauer was sentenced to 2 weeks without chocolate fudge cake, making fun of her housekeeper's middle name, Morton.
Bill Cosby has come up with a lot of great titles for his various TV shows. The Bill Cosby Show, Cosby, Cause, etc. But our favorite title is The Cosby Show for two reasons. One, it's very